You're listening to Informus Obscurum on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. So in order, we just heard two tracks from Veilburner, That Which Crypts Howl's Grandeur, and Daff Ye Shadow Portrait. We followed that up with two tracks from Defacement, Worthless, and Unexplainable. So it was my mistake. Defacement are not from Italy. They're from the Netherlands, or at least based out of the Netherlands. But their label, Avant-Garde Music, is based in Italy. I tried looking up some information about them, but there's not a lot that's readily available. So Defacement appears to be a side project from this band Death Crush, which is a black metal band from Libya. I'm assuming just by their, you know, stage names and everything too, or they're maybe partly real names, that they're all from Libya originally. And so I guess it's, but it's a, I think it's a side project turned main project now, and it's going to be a fun band to watch. They're doing some crazy experimental stuff in the disso-death black metal space. Great output. So those other two tracks, the first ones that we heard from Veilburner were from their new album, Longing for Triumph, Reeking of Tragedy. It came out just a couple of weeks ago, maybe a little bit over a month ago. This was another excellent output from this duo from Pennsylvania. In recent years, I've really developed a fondness for Veilburner. They have this tendency to add a lot of the string bends and other sonic distortions that make it seem like some kind of cosmic anomaly or extra-dimensional entity is warping reality around us. Just some really, like, demon stuff. This is an incredible record, just like last year's The Duality of Decapitation and Wisdom, which I recommend you also check out if you liked these Veilburner tracks. Next, we are going to go back to some of the old stuff. We'll hear a couple tracks from Emperor, a band which I've known about for a long time, but I found difficult to get into. But I tried a different album, and I found some great tracks. So, it'll be a couple tracks from the album Anthems to the Welkin at Dusk. We'll start off with Ye Intransimperium, and then follow that up with Ensorcelled by Chaos. Let's take a listen. great stuff. Yeah, so that was, let's see what those, yeah, that was Yi in Trance Imperium and Ensorcelled by Chaos, both tracks by Emperor from the album Anthems to the Welkin at Dusk. Yeah, Emperor is growing on me. People often recommend starting off with In the Nightside Eclipse as the album to start off with. But even after I've tried it a couple times and I just couldn't really get into it, but then I finally tried this Anthems to the Welkin at Dusk and the music started to make a lot more sense to me. And that should help me grow more into Emperor's music and Ishan. I've listened to a little bit of his solo stuff and yeah, okay, that even that's maybe a little more up my alley. So Emperor was another one of these second-wave black metal bands from Norway. And they're essentially the progenitor of the symphonic black metal. You can hear that synth throughout most of their songs. So yeah, probably, I bet you, a big influence on Dimmu Borgir and even other like melodic black metal bands, I imagine, which is a slightly different subgenre, probably in the third wave. Yeah, okay, so we are now at the end of the show, but I will leave you with two excellent black metal tracks from the Polish band Mgła, or Mgła, I don't even know how to say it. I tried to look it up one time. It's Polish. I think it means fog. Both of these tracks will be from their 2015 album Exercises in Futility. All the tracks on this album are named exactly the same as the album, and I think they do that pretty much for all their albums. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's to give a, I'm thinking it's to give like a cohesive kind of bring all the tracks together, or maybe it's just a one large idea and these are like movements of a greater piece. So this album is a great, I think it's a great example of modern black metal. So even though it doesn't really add anything new to the sound, it's not really pushing boundaries as far as I remember. It's expertly crafted, like well written, well produced. And like I said before, the album has a has this sound that ties it all together as if it were one big song. So I'll play the tracks Exercises in Futility 4 and 5 to finish this off. So I hope you enjoyed this Black Metal Christmas episode. You have been listening to Informus Obscurum on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thank you for allowing me to be your guide through the darkness. I am a voice in the abyss, wishing you a good night, a good day, or an otherwise pleasant experience in your perception of time. Here is Mgła.
This is Scott from Absent Sound, but the sounds here on CKUW are very much present. Keep it locked to 95.9 FM.
Thank you. goes on and never stops. On the people who make you feel whole.